Hello, everyone. Welcome, and thank you for joining us to another Ask the Kabbalist show. With me, as usual, is Rav Michael Lightman. Hello, Rav Lightman.
Hello, everyone.
I'll remind you that you can ask questions from anywhere in the world using our internet page. It's tv.kabbalah.info. That's the site. And on that site, you'll find our Ask the Kabbalist page, where you can ask questions freely and easily. Whether it's a video question or an audio question or a text question, you can send it there. That's tv.kabbalah.info. And let's start with our first question right away. This is a question that is coming from New York, from Sonia. It's a video question. Let's watch it.
Hi, my name is Sonia Berlin, and I'm from New York. I want to know, where is my eye? Is it outside of me in some other dimension? Where is it?
A person's eye is outside the person. Because if a person asks about their eye, it's already a question coming from the human level. Because a beast doesn't ask those questions, a dog, a cat doesn't have those worries and concerns. Who am I? What am I? What's going to happen to me? Meaning these questions come from a level higher than the bodily level. And thus, they're already on the human level. Not yet spiritual, but it's already a human level. And if a person develops that question, he eventually comes to the wisdom of Kabbalah for sure. It could take dozens or thousands of years of development. But eventually, he comes to the gist of the question of what is the meaning in life, what is the origin of life, what is the purpose of life. If he researches these things to their depth in a truthful manner, and he doesn't let himself get confused and agree to different theories and faiths and religions and beliefs along the way, but he really researches it down to its root and wants to achieve a true answer, he comes to the wisdom of Kabbalah and gets tools as to how to achieve the root of life.
And where is that eye?
And precisely there he finds his eye. And his eye is inside the Creator, inside the upper force, from where we all cascaded into our reality. And in order to find the eye, I have to find the Creator. And then to the extent to which I find him, I find my eye together.
You know what? Before we even continue on this subject, I want to hear another question that actually relates directly to this from the other direction. This is a question from Vivina from California, and she asks exactly about where is the Creator.
My name is Vivina. I'm from California. And I want to know, does God really exist?
No, he doesn't.
You just said that there is a Creator, that it's the root of life.
No. God does not exist. I don't see him. He doesn't exist. He exists to the extent to which I can identify him, use him. Only that way does he exist.
No, I don't understand. What do you mean? Either he exists.
There are people in our world who say that there is no God. We don't believe, we don't feel. It's all nonsense. I live in a world which is godless.
Atheists. Yeah.
True?
Of course. Yes.
Okay. There are people who say, no, I think that there's something. Also, they don't exactly know, don't exactly understand or feel, but they have a kind of an inclination to believe that there is something that exists. There are people who are Kabbalists, called Kabbalists. Why are they called Kabbalists? Because they reveal, they get this revelation. They reveal the Creator, the upper force, and then for them, he exists. They work with him. They're really in contact with him.
Okay, so he does exist.
No, only towards them.
What do you mean?
And towards others, he does not exist. Doesn't exist towards others. towards others, there's nature. I'm talking to a physicist, mathematician, scientist, biologist, zoologist, doctors, educated people in this world. Is there a God? Is there a creator? Suppose they say no. So really doesn't exist? They say, look, there are the powers of nature, these and these and those, and correspondingly we work. Whatever we do not yet know, we'll discover tomorrow. And then we'll know, and the next day, and so on, and thus we'll advance and live and see, and everything will be open before us. There is no creator? No. What is the creator? Nature.
Okay.
Whereas, there are such people who discover an even higher force, because they discover it. They've changed themselves accordingly. They change themselves by the wisdom of Kabbalah, and they discover a power from a higher level, and they also call it nature or the Creator.
So that God,
meaning everything is with respect to man, does it exist or doesn't it, the creator or nature, however you want to call it, but it's all with respect to man. Outside man, there's nothing.
So God is something, someone, an entity that...
The creator is something which I make.
What do you mean that I make? If he's the creator, he...
Because he exists only towards me. Only inside what I feel.
But God is...
If I say that he exists outside what I feel, then I'm creating here an image, an idol.
Still...
That exists outside me.
I'm still a little baffled here.
This is true. These things are non-simple. Maybe okay. We kind of broke through into a kind of a non-simple realm. Complicated one, but so ask maybe simply.
I want to understand, if there is a God that created human beings, then how can it be that it is something that one person feels and one person doesn't feel? Because this is what you're saying, basically. Some people, they don't feel, they don't attain that there is a creator, that there is a God. And some people who transformed themselves, they did something which we don't understand, they do feel him. If it's a God that is shared by all and that governs everyone, how could it be that some people feel it, some people don't?
We are alive. We feel ourselves alive. I'm alive now. I perceive reality. And what I perceive from reality, I study. And the general law of the existing reality, I call the Creator. I can reveal this law, I can discover it more and more to the extent of my development, like physicists or scientists. So the Creator, this general formula that Einstein really wanted to reveal, the wisdom of Kabbalah reveals it as the simple formula of the so-called Havaya. So I reveal this simple formula, which is a general integral system. But how do I discover it? I hear about it from people who have revealed according to how they have corrected themselves. It's not that the system existed before they've revealed it. They can't say a word about it before they revealed it.
Okay.
Inside themselves, they corrected the system, and then they discovered inside that system this lawfulness called the Creator. He was revealed inside them, and then they invite me and say, look, you can do the same. Look what you have to do. Learn from us. And you'll also discover, besides the system that you discover now, the small corrupted system called this world and all that you feel, you can start feeling a much more complex, rich, great, perfect, and whole system. And then you will live it. You'll feel it. You'll be a part of it, you'll be in it, and then your life will be eternal and whole, and you'll call the system the Creator. Why will you call it so? Because there you will discover gradually inside that system the foundation, the root that has created you truly and the entire system and has brought you to a state in which you are now. How will you reveal it? To the extent to which you start developing, you start to reveal ever more, you approach the root that as if awakens, clears up from within the system and reveals. We can either describe it as a person ascending through the degrees from our world to the world of infinity, or that infinity approaches him gradually to the extent to which a person is in equivalence of form with it.
Okay. I think I understand. So let me correct me if I'm wrong. So you're saying that...
Meaning we always speak with respect to the attaining person.
Exactly. And until a person has went through that correction, that transformation, it's as though to them God doesn't exist.
Doesn't exist, not only for them, but in general, it's forbidden for us to speak any other way. Thus, the law in spirituality is that there is no image, there is no form, the Creator has no form, but what form does he have? That same form that you will reveal inside the general system, the very same way you reveal now the general system, that's the entire universe, with all that fulfills it, and you and people and everything, all that you can call the Creator. But it's on condition that you discover that that is what begets you, because the Creator, Bore, means Bo'ure, come and see. You reveal your root on your behalf.
So what's another conclusion I would derive here is probably that Kabbalists only talk and explain what they attain, what they actually tangibly attain.
Only that. Correct.
Okay. Okay, there's another question that kind of verges on the scientific realm, and it's coming from Nick from Illinois. It's another video question. Let's watch it.
I'm Nick Taylor, and my question to Dr. Lightman is, everything in this world supposedly comes down from the spiritual world. A Kabbalist living in the spiritual world should be able to predict where a particle will be after a quantum leap before the quantum leap happens, should he not?
The problem is to bring your question and my answer to the same plane so we can talk about it. You're speaking in terms of time, before the leap, after the leap.
Okay.
And thus, for you, these quantums, they exist. And you talk about corporeal phenomena that exists in our corporeal perception. What does our corporeal perception mean? And my current vessels and the wisdom of Kabbalah speaks about perception on a higher level, higher than ours, where the term of time no longer exists. All those particles exist there together without any distinction, without any change, without any difference, motion, space, place, and thus there's no such question as to where they were and where they will be. There is no was or will be, but it is all in a static state, and all that happens to us on our plane down below with respect to the higher level, it is because we are undergoing changes, and thus this is how we depict these different changes, motions in nature, like the still, those particles, or the still, vegetative. But if we ascend to a higher degree, there is no time, space, or motion there, and thus there is no such understanding of spirituality as I can identify a particle before it leaps, after it leaps. Your question is actually, if I am a Kabbalist, then before this particle leaps from one place to another, the quantum portion, the photon.
That's the exact question, yes.
Can I, as if preceded in time, in a fragment of time,
and see where it'll go?
Yes. As if stop time and say, now this particle left this place and it's on its way and reaches some other place.
Yes.
Meaning, like, slow down the picture.
Slow motion.
Yes. I can't do that in spirituality. It's impossible to do in spirituality because in spirituality there's no motion nor time. These things do not exist at all. In spirituality, our entire world does not exist. It doesn't exist because it has no spiritual components in it. Spirituality is built entirely out of bestowal. The powers of bestowal in our world is entirely built on the powers of reception. And thus, in our world, we don't feel spirituality, and in spirituality, we don't feel our world. Our world is not felt there because it simply doesn't exist. Meaning, when we start ascending from our world into spirituality, we simply see it in a static form from which we merely make the start, the jump into spirituality, and that's where we exist. Thus, to speak about new revelations in quantum physics on behalf of the wisdom of Kabbalah is impossible. This entire wisdom does not exist in spirituality. It's actually the most primitive wisdom because it speaks not about the vegetative and living degrees where we'll truly reveal many more things. Here we discover how this matter simply disappears more and more, and beyond all these quantums we can't attain anything. Eventually, we reach such formulas, such results that we have no grasp over and we can't do anything. This will eventually be the crisis in physics and especially in quantum physics.
I know you had many meetings with quantum physicists from different areas and different places in the world, and still it seems like from all the other scientists, they're somewhat close or hinting at they're seeing hints of somehow closer to the spiritual dimension, or...
Yes, because they're working with speeds that are close to the speed of light, and the entire spiritual world is above the speed of light, so they're as if on the border between the spiritual and corporeal world, and then they have such phenomena that on the one hand they can't explain scientifically, precisely, meaning the phenomena, it exists on the one hand, and on the other hand, they can't explain it, but they accept it to be so. That's it. It's nature. Mm-hmm. But where does this nature come from? They can't say. This is borderline phenomena that exists on the border. But if we don't take the direction of the still, but the direction of the vegetative and animate in the direction of the speaking level, there are the true revelations. Here, on behalf of quantum physics, we'll merely discover the border, and there we'll discover the entry into the spiritual world.
This, I think, pretty much relates to another question that we have here from Paula from Texas. She thinks of Kabbalah as something a little different than what you describe it, and maybe you can explain the difference. So can we hear Paula's audio question? She's from Texas. Her name is Paula. Let's hear it.
Yes, hi. My name is Paula. I'm calling from Dallas, Texas. I want to ask the Kabbalah something. Isn't Kabbalah a Jewish mysticism? Because I've read on, during, you know, the many years I've heard about Kabbalah, I always heard it was a branch of Jewish mysticism. So I wanted to know if this was true, and please explain. Thank you. Bye-bye.
I'll explain briefly, but nonetheless, on our site, there's plenty of material about that, and maybe you can explain where that is. Kabbalah is A, not mysticism, B, not religion, C, not Judaism, and does not belong to the Jewish people. It is incorrect to tie Kabbalah to these three things, to mysticism, Judaism, and religion. There is no connection. Kabbalah is a science about the upper world, the spiritual world. And Kabbalists are scientists. You can take real Kabbalah books, and there you'll see plenty of very complicated things with graphs and sketches and formulas. And the language is a scientific language. This goes up, this goes down, and this power works against that power, and they conjoin. In short, we're speaking about forces that act in the spiritual realm, not in our corporeal realm, not in our universe, but in the spiritual realm, in the spiritual dimension. It's a higher dimension. And they speak about it scientifically. They reveal it, and regardless who reveals it, it could be a Jew or a non-Jew, it could be a man or a woman. Everyone has a permission to enter. You need no excellence, no conditions. You needn't belong to any specific nation, nothing. In short, like in physics, the same here. Please take and go in. The only problem is that a physicist, he doesn't have to change himself. He merely needs additional tools, instruments to his five corporeal senses. And thus, merely what he reveals is our world, only deeper by these additional instruments. Whereas a Kabbalist, first of all, he develops inside himself an additional vessel, which is called the soul. But what is a soul? It is an additional perception of reality in which we exist. We perceive reality through absorption, through reception. A Kabbalist develops an additional ability to perceive reality, feel it through coming out, not introverted, but extroverted, from himself out, by coming out of himself. By this, he comes out of his limitation. By this, he really becomes unlimited, infinite in time, space, motion, distance, whatever our body limits us down to. And then he starts researching the reality that opens up before him. And this research, he writes it down, and it becomes a science called the wisdom of Kabbalah. So what is the wisdom of Kabbalah? It's like physics, chemistry, biology, like natural sciences in our world. The wisdom of Kabbalah is a science about the upper world.
Okay.
Yeah, I invite everyone there.
This is perfectly clear now, actually, the way you put it together. Still, Paula, if you want more information, of course, you can go to our kabbalah.info, which is our major portal that contains all the questions and answers about how Kabbalah works as a science. And we have 2 minutes. I'll ask you one question. Maybe we can answer it. We can answer it really shortly. This is a text question, and it's coming from Barbara from Vermont. She's saying that some say that there is a tunnel of light and angels and many, many things that are waiting for us after death. What does Kabbalah offer?
Nothing.
Nothing.
If a person did not attain the spiritual world throughout his life, he dies, the body dies, and once again, man is born from that mere point which he did not realize to be a soul. Once again, he is born, a new body, an entirely new body is born. That body dies, rots, the same as we slaughter chicken, cow, whatever, we eat it. The same with man's body. That's all that it is. There's nothing holy about it. And thus, while we're living in this life, and we hear that there is an opportunity, a possibility to achieve spirituality, wholeness, and perfection, we needn't pay attention to our body, but it simply allows us, throughout the time of its existence, to attain the soul, the eternal life. So let's concentrate on that. There is no tunnel with lights awaiting us, no nice hall, or eventually we have to stop believing all these things, and to achieve, to really reach a revelation of the upper world, as it says, you shall see your world in your life.
Okay, so we should start doing it and not waste time. And our time is for this show is up, unfortunately, so we'll have to conclude. I thank you very much, Dr. Lightman, for answering all the questions from all our viewers, and I thank all the viewers for being with us. You can ask more questions on tv.kabbalah.info, video questions, audio questions, text questions. There's a friendly interface there waiting for you, tv.kabbalah.info. Until then, all the best.